Okay, so this is an emotional awareness exercise called STOP, STTOP, okay? So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs, arms, find a comfortable spot for your head, close your eyes if you're comfortable with doing that, and just sort of allow yourself to sort of wrestle in, get cozy where you are. So the first few minutes, all I'd like you to do is take some long, slow, deep breaths in and out to 7, out into 7, out to 11, or as close as you can get. Just allowing the breathing, most importantly, to become slow and rhythmic, whatever the count is. Just slow and rhythmic, as deep as you can into your lower ribs. Not trying to perfect anything. Not trying to force it, just easing yourself into it. So as you continue to focus on your breathing, just noticing the air coming in and out, breathing as slow, as peacefully, as rhythmically as you can, I'm just going to take a moment to explain what this exercise is all about. So emotional awareness, emotional diffusion, is just simply a process of learning how to walk towards, observe, notice emotions, thoughts, feelings, reactions, without taking them immediately as facts, without letting them completely take over, without letting our thoughts lead us to act, before taking that ability to separate from them. To separate, to observe, to understand, like a scientist would. So diffusion is simply the process of separating from the feelings to observe them, separating from the thoughts to look at them, understand them, examine them, looking at our behaviors, not with criticism, but with just a curiosity to understand. Looking at the feelings in our body with that same curiosity. And when we look at things with curiosity and we try to understand them, dissect them, step outside of them, label them, we get that separation, that diffusion. And when we're able to do that, approach, observe, understand the most distressing emotions, we get perspective. And that's the point of the exercise. To not let emotions bowl us over, thoughts, feelings in our body, behaviors, to not just immediately act upon these things, but to look at them like a curious scientist. So we learn to basically study ourselves, and that's the exercise of emotional awareness diffusion called STOP. So STTOP is just simply a 5-step process to learn to practice this separation, this diffusion, this perspective taking. So S stands for stop. So whenever anything's happening, we stop. We stop what we're doing. We stop what's going on. We may need to take ourselves somewhere, like a bathroom or whatever, to be able to just sort of observe. So we stop. The T is to take notice and observe. So take notice of what you're thinking, feeling, doing, what's happening in your body. Take notice of the thoughts, all of it. So you're taking notice. And the O is to observe what happens as you look at these things without judgment, criticism, without reacting, without immediately believing, but observe what happens as you just sort of allow it to be there. Observe what happens as you make space for it. And the P is to learn how to respond, so planning to respond. When we're in this situation with these triggers, learn how to respond. So making a plan to respond in a way that would be different than we have in the past. So plan to respond with compassion, understanding. Plan to respond in a way that's very remarkably different than we may have in the past. And that's the five-step process of STOP. S-T-T-O-P. So the first thing I want you to do is just take a few more moments to get centered, to get focused on the breath. Doesn't matter what the count is, just notice the gentle rise and fall of your breath in your chest. As you take that breath in, breathing in nice and deep, and exhaling, just enjoying this moment of letting go. Letting the exhalation be your opportunity to just let go of any stresses, let go of anything happening earlier in the day, let go of anything coming up next. Just let go. Just taking a moment to take time for you. You don't need to control, direct, change your breathing in any way. Just simply let your breath breathe naturally, rhythmically, in a way that's relaxing and calming to you. Good. In addition to continuing to pay attention to your breath, imagine you're sitting next to a small stream, perhaps on a warm summer day or on a cooler autumn day, and the stream is just trickling by. And as you gaze at the stream, you notice a number of large leaves of all different colors and shapes on the stream, left over from the previous spring or just fallen from the fall. Just noticing the shapes and the colors, the sizes differing. Each one moving down the stream at its own pace. Just allow yourself to be there, feel yourself there, sitting either on the warm or cool ground, watching the stream. Then taking three conscious breaths, inhaling long and deep, filling your lungs, and then exhaling slowly, let go of any tension. Let that tension float down the stream just as the leaves are. Allow your awareness to fill your mind of your entire body, your toes, your calves, your quads, your tummy, your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your neck, and your head. Allow the awareness of your entire body to fill your awareness, to fill your mind. Can you imagine your physical form and all its sensations? Notice all the sensations vibrating, tingling, clenching, relaxing, hot, cold, hard, soft, tight, flowing. Notice all the sensations in the many different parts of your body. Notice all of these different sensations as a dance of sensations. Now letting your awareness grow larger, more expansive to the area around you, taking a little more in, growing larger and larger. A few meters or yards, 4, 5, growing larger in all dimensions, up, across, in front, behind, down. Imagine receiving the symphony of sound coming to you, listening to the changing of the sound, really hearing the sounds. While keeping your eyes closed, imagining the sensations of images dancing in front of your eyes, light, dark, moving, flickering, shapes, attending to what you can imagine seeing in front of you, feeling your breath, sensing the space around you. Also take time to notice the smells. Let your senses widen. Allow all these sensations to flow through you. Notice the changing flow of all the senses, the things you see, hear, smell, feel within, feel outside. And it's normal for your mind to wander. It's okay. You can bring it back to your breath, bring it back to the words. Good. Bring it back to your breath. Use your breath as an anchor to help refocus your attention within your body, and then slowly growing more and more larger outside of your body, taking in more and more. Every time you find your mind has wandered, come back to your breath. Focus on the sensations in your body, the breath, sensations touching the different parts of your body from the outside, and then expand your awareness, taking in sights, sounds, smells, all the different kinds of sensations, hard, cold, warm, whatever they may be, each and every time your mind wanders. So this is the centering part of the exercise. So what I'd like you to do now is allow your mind to drift to a recent situation in the last weeks or the last month. So that a situation that was emotionally triggering, whether it was confusing and still confusing or not, just allow your mind to drift there. Thinking about how difficult it was for you to manage then and now. Troubling, worrying, causing intense sensations in your body. Gently but firmly direct your attention there. We all resist revisiting, reliving difficult situations. There's always a resistance. But as we learn to walk towards difficult situations, be they happening now or more recent, the greater perspective, understanding, compassion, and tolerance we have for those situations. So directly, gently direct your attention to this situation, noticing resistance if it's there. allowing the situation to be as it was, careful not to interpret the situation. So careful to focus on the situation as you experienced it, not as your mind tells you it is or was. So being careful of that cognitive interpretation of the event or the meaning making that occurred. Just focusing on the situation as it was, not as you would have wanted it to be or as your mind made it into. So focusing on it in all of its raw ugliness at the moment. Stay with the discomfort as it builds, as you revisit it. So remembering where you were, what you were feeling, try to put as many words as you can think to the many different emotions you might have experienced, what you were feeling in your body, what was happening inside your body, just around your body, on the outside. Remembering what you were thinking in the moment. Remembering what you wanted to do or did do. What happened just before and what happened after. Remembering all those components. What you were thinking before, after, what you desperately wanted. What you believed. What you believed the trigger was at the moment it was happening. If you did, you may not have. What you were feeling, what many emotions were going through you, what you were experiencing in your body, and what you were doing or not doing as a result. So just noticing all of that, let it grow in its ugly intensity as it was, revisiting it with as much courage as is possible in this moment. Notice yourself tensing up now as you do, if you are, pushing away from revisiting this experience. Acknowledge this. Just let it be, but acknowledge it. Make space for whatever you're experiencing, like it or not like it, resist it or not. Just make space for it in all its honesty. As it occurs now. These feelings, these sensations need not be your enemy. You can notice these sensations, emotions. You can notice it, own it, let it be, embrace it in a welcoming way. Not that we want to experience distress, but we can invite it in if it occurs. Notice all of it changing, if it is, moment to moment. Notice what it truly feels like, not what your brain tells you it feels like. Invite the discomfort, the distress in. Maybe you say something to yourself, such as, let me have it. Let me feel what it feels like, because this is my experience right now. Let me have it. Let me feel what it feels like, because this is my experience right now. Amplify the worry, the fear, the tension, the anger, the frustration. Amplify it in all its honesty. Let it be there. Notice it, where it takes host in your body. Let the feelings grow as intense as they may. It's perfectly okay to let feelings come up, to let them be as they are. They only get overwhelming, unbearable when we try to squash them, push them away, compartmentalize them, ignore them. But as we walk towards them, make space for them, let them be, they dissipate all on their own. So take all the time you need to bring up all the emotions, the many emotions, the sensations in the body, the thoughts, the feelings, the reactions. Notice it, let it be, invite it in, for this is your experience now. Let the feelings ebb and flow, intensify, ebb if they may, change if they may. Let them move within your body if they may. Let the thoughts come and go if they may. Let the urges come and go, the resistance come and go. Let it be there. Let it take up as much space as it needs. Give it space, as much space as it needs. It may take up the entire room. May take up the entire house, the entire block, but let it take up as much space as it needs. Notice the depth. Notice the changing intensity if it changes. Notice the expansiveness. Notice it where it is in the body, where it moves to, where it comes from. Just let it be there. And your breathing is just to center you into the experience, not to change the intensity. So the breathing, the rhythmic slow breathing, is to help you simply stay focused on the sensation as it is, not to lessen the sensation or lessen the distress. The breathing is to help you simply stay in the experience, stay with it, to give it permission to be there, to invite it. Just noticing, inviting, allowing. Taking more time. Imagining yourself by that stream. Imagining yourself here and there at the same time, experiencing, noticing, inviting, allowing, being with the experience as it is, not as your mind tells you it is. Giving it as much space, observing, as if you're in the body and outside of the body all at the same time. Using your breath to simply stay with it, not to change it. Let it be. Invite it. This is your experience as it is right now. Anytime your mind tries to change it, describe it, tell you what it is. You come back to the breath, to be in the experience as it is, not as your mind interprets it. That is likely the most challenging part of the exercise. Staying out of our thoughts. Staying out of the interpretations. Staying out of the making sense. Because that's what we do naturally and reflexively. But the most critical part of this exercise is allowing the emotional experience, the somatic experience, the noticing part of it all, to be as it is, not as your mind interprets it to be or wants it to be. So staying out of our mind and the sense-making is challenging, and this will come with time. It's a defensive reaction that is helpful. It's just not where we want to be right now. So just allowing, inviting, noticing all of these things. Noticing the thoughts, not getting into the thoughts. Noticing the feelings, giving them space, the many emotions. Noticing the body and giving it space. Noticing the ebb and the flow, the texture, the intensity, the color, the nature of the feelings. Inviting it in, giving it permission to be there, allowing it to be as it is, not as we want it to be, fight it against, make it into. So essentially, the first three steps of the exercise is whenever we feel overwhelmed, you may notice that in your mind being chaotic or in your body. You may notice symptoms. You may notice the emotional distress first. You may notice behaviors. But whatever way you notice, as soon as you notice, the most important thing to do is to stop. Stop what you're doing, which is the exact opposite to what most of us do. But stop. And take time to notice all of the things you've just noticed. Starting with the breath. Letting that breath just be natural, rhythmic, whatever it'll be for you. Allowing that breath to bring you into the body. Taking notice of what you're feeling inside, all the sensations, where you're feeling it. Taking notice of any attempts to repress, to resist. Take notice of the sensations in the body, the many emotions. Take notice of all the symptoms. Take notice too of what's happening around you. Allow your attention to grow more expansive, but to invite the sensations as they are, as they change, using your breath to stay centered into them. Take notice too of the thoughts going on, how they're trying to interpret or change the situation as it is, how they're trying to take notice and make sense of it. Notice the thoughts, but don't go into the thoughts. Notice the urges, notice all of it. Stay centered in your breath to experience what it is, invite it in. Let it be as it is. Let it yourself be in the body, in the experience. This is your experience now. So essentially the first three steps are to stop, to take notice, and to observe what happens as you simply stay in the experience, rather than doing what we most of us do most of the time, which is to go into our mind, to make sense of it, to understand it, to change it, to push it down, to repress it. So stop, take notice, take breaths, observe. Stop, take notice, take breaths, observe. Stop, take notice, take breaths, observe. That is the biggest part of the exercise. Wherever we are, whenever it occurs, stop, take notice, take breaths, and observe. Invite it in, give it permission to be there, let it take up as much space as it needs. And as you do this more and more, you'll notice that it just dissipates all on its own. Emotions, sensations become less scary. We can move towards them and through them. Emotions only have power when we push them down and push them away, minimize them or dismiss them, ignore them. And the last part of the exercise is when you think about this experience or this event, whatever it may be, how do you want to plan to respond to it differently than you may have in the past? And that may simply be to plan to respond in a mindful, accepting, aware manner in which we've just worked through in this stop exercise. How do you want to plan to respond in a different way? You may do something different. You may think differently. You may respond differently. The plan may be whatever you make it into. But how do you want to respond in these situations differently than you may have in the past? Knowing that all growth happens progressively, step at a time, baby steps. We try something, we try it again. We try it again, we try something else, we add to it. We build successively as we grow more and more in our understanding of what works for us. So the P in stop is to plan to respond in a way that may be different than you may have in the past. The other part of P is how will you plan to respond in a way that's more compassionate, more understanding, more accepting, more tolerant of the experience as it is, not as you want it to be. But plan to respond in a way that's just more kind of your experience as it is. Plan to respond in a way that's more compassionate for your experience as it is in this moment. Plan to respond in a way that's more accepting, compassionate, kind, and understanding of yourself, of the experience as it is in this moment, as it is, not as your brain wants it to be, as it is. So that's essentially the exercise of stop. To stop wherever you are, to take notice, to take breaths, to observe what happens as you give it as much space as it needs, permission to be there, you simply stay with it rather than turning away. And then P, to plan to respond in a way that's markedly different than in the past, whatever that may be for you, and plan to respond in a way that's more compassionate, kind, tolerant, and accepting. So the exercise can be done with the recording, without the recording, whatever makes sense to you, whatever works in the moment. But just following those simple steps to stop, to take notice, to take breaths, to observe what happens to the emotion, to the sensation as you let it be give it permission. And then as you've given that 95% of the time, the energy, then we engage our rational mind, our sensing, our growing mind, how we're going to plan to respond differently and how we're going to plan to respond more compassionately and kind. So in a moment, when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return back to the room around you.